Okay, so I promised you we'd talk about a derivative of humility today. Yesterday we spoke about Hillel's uncommon humility and how that humility made him long-tempered, that he didn't get angry very quickly, didn't get angry very easily. So we talked about how to anger therapy, how to eliminate your anger by not expecting things and not being disappointed when you don't receive your just reward, because you don't have that high in estimation and evaluation of yourself. It doesn't mean you don't have self-esteem, which we have put into context of a broader world around you. Now, you'd expect that Shammai, who's the straw man here, who's the opposite of Hillel, who's the antithesis of Hillel here, should then be someone who maybe is arrogant, as opposed to Hillel's humility, perhaps someone who's angry, and the function of that arrogance and inflated self, but you don't see that. So Shammai's counter, or contrast with Hillel, is not that Hillel was humble and therefore was long-tempered, and Shammai was arrogant and therefore was angry. You don't have that. You see a very different trait in Shammai, and by seeing and witnessing that trait in Shammai, we're able to realize a different manifestation of humility. One manifestation of humility is not being angry. Another manifestation of humility, which Shammai didn't excel in, because his humility wasn't as notable as Hillel's, as remarkable as Hillel's, was patience. How are you patient with people? Sometimes people, it doesn't mean you're angry. The opposite of patience doesn't mean anger. The opposite of patience is sometimes it's you're non-tolerant of people. You're not able to tolerate them, you're intolerant. Sometimes it's just inflexibility and intransigence and rigidity. And that's what we see in Beis Shammai, or in Shammai. He wasn't arrogant. He wasn't angry. He just didn't excel at humility to the degree that Hillel did. And because of that, he was incapable of being as flexible and as... he was very rigid. Now, where's the rigidity of Shammai on display? Well, you probably know the Gemara in Shabbos, which is one example, where the Ger wanted to convert on the condition that he could study Torah in 15 minutes and become a convert. And Shammai said, that's not how you study Torah. You have a similar story in the Mishnah of the Sriv Nassim, not about a person that wants to convert in 15 minutes, but a person who wants to convert on the condition he could be a Kohen Gadol. He wants, I don't want to be a convert, I could be a Kohen Gadol. There are several different stories, we'll talk about them in a moment. We have two different categories of human weakness. Being patient means you understand that there is an ideal, but for whatever reason, people will not always achieve that ideal. And if you're a purist, then you become very inflexible and intransigent. When people don't reach that ideal, you're not able to be patient with them and work with them at their level. Whereas Hillel displays the patience and the flexibility to understand that. What are the two stories in the Avos of Nasan? Well, one story I told you, where the Ger wants to convert so that he can serve in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shammai excuses him. You're a Ger. A Ger can't be a Kohen by definition. And Hillel says, you know what, let's learn a little. And by the time they're finished learning all the halachas of Kohanim, apropos for Parshas Korach, so this convert realizes that it was a silly request. What was the failure there, the human flaw? It was personal. It was greed. This person wasn't interested in religion on a purist level. He wanted it for personal benefit, personal glory, to be a Kohen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shammai was unable to tolerate that flaw in the human condition. The human beings are greedy. Human beings can't see religion idealistically. They see religion as something that can serve them. So he just didn't say he was angry. It says that he excused him bin Azifa. He scolded him. Wasn't angry, wasn't arrogant, but he was too rigid to fully appreciate that human beings are flawed. And that maybe have to accept the fact that human beings aren't perfect, that this person's interest in religion is partially fueled by personal benefit and personal glory. But I'll introduce him to religion slowly, and hopefully some of that personal interest and personal vested interest will fade. The other story in the Avos of Nasan is very interesting, about a ger who comes to, or not actually a ger, it's a Jew, who comes to study for Beis Shammai. He says, I believe in Torah Shebichsav, but I don't believe in Torah Shebaalpeh. Remember, this is still when Chazal are emerging, so there was a lot of tzedukim that are latent within Jewish society, so these are people who are real deniers of Torah Shebaalpeh. Again, Shammai says, that's a flaw. It's not a personal flaw that you're greedy or you want personal benefit. That's an intellectual flaw. How could you not see the interaction between Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebech Peh? How could you not accept it all? So again, Shammai is unable to accept a flawed human being. In this case, the flawed human being is not because his personal greed or personal ego. It's just his intellectual flaw. He can't see its theological flaw. He can't see the entire Torah as being Yad Hashem. So Shammai says, I can't teach you, and he scolds him. He's not arrogant, nor is he angry, but he's inflexible. One could say maybe even judgmental. There's a pure ethos, there's a pure idea. And when human beings fail to reach that idea, Shammai can't educate them. Whether it's a personal flaw, I want to be a Kohen Gadol, that's where I want to be from, I want to be Jewish. Or it's an intellectual flaw, I don't see the whole Torah as being binding. Or someone says, let's study together, and they read the Torah, and Hillel says, how do you know a bays is a bays? How do you know an aleph is an aleph? How do you know a gimel is a dalet? It's all Torah Shabbat, it's all our Masara. The foundations of Torah Shabbat Chsav are the Masara. How do you know tefillin is black? How do you know tefillin is blue? How do you know lulav is green? How do you know anything, pre? It's hadar. So he educates him. So now we've uncovered a different trait, or different manifestation of humility. One manifestation of humility is not being angry. Hillel wasn't angry. He could have legitimately berated and screamed and shouted at that person yesterday who disturbed him three times during his Friday afternoon shower. He wasn't angry. But now we've uncovered a very different manifestation of humility. It's when you are able to put yourself into the other person's shoes and see it from their standpoint and understand that human beings may not be able to reach, these are objective ideals. It's not Shammai's personal ideal. He's right, Shammai. Torah is a combination of Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebech Peh. Shammai's right. You can't see religion for your own, to serve your own purposes, just to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if you're a very, very humble person, you respect other people, you see things from their perspective, and you're accepting of their flaws because you factor it in to the human experience. The human experience is challenging, human experience is difficult, and if you're humble enough to see it from another person's standpoint, you can appreciate and accept the flawed nature of the human experience. You know your own flaws, that's what makes you humble. If you know your own flaws, then you can accept flaws in other human beings. Yosef is the leader that Yehuda can never be. Yehuda, excuse me, is the leader that Yosef can never be because Yehuda is a Baal Tshuva, because Yehuda has flaws. Yosef never fails. Yehuda fails. Being a true leader means understanding that human beings fail from time to time. And if you've never failed, you can't appreciate that. So in Yehuda's case, it's because he has the experience that Yosef doesn't have. In the case of Hillel, he has humility. So when you're young and you're very aspirational, especially in religion, sometimes it gets hard when you see people who don't meet the ideals that you expect of them or of yourself. And you become very judgmental and very intolerant and very inflexible. But if you're a humble person and you know yourself how much you struggle in life to achieve your ideals, and when you see other people who similarly struggle, you're humble enough to say, well, person had a difficult upbringing, person has come a long way, look at they weren't born with the same benefits that I was born with, and they have a hard time, they have this trait, that. You're able to find ways to accept people in their flawed condition rather than being inflexible. So it's a slightly different expression of humility. One expression, because humility is such a core trait that it feeds many other moral traits, one trait which it feeds is not being angry. One trait which it feeds is not being inflexible. And Hillel demonstrated that flexibility, and because of that, at the end of the story, this convert who wants to be Jewish only but he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he finally converts. He says, if it were Shammai who were running conversion, no one would convert. Because of you, Hillel, I'm a Jew, he has children, and he named some of his children Hillel. That year, Hillel became a very popular name for children, because Hillel was responsible for him converting to Judaism. Okay? Have a flexible, intolerant, and patient day.